guys, and welcome to the podcast. This is the very first episode. My name is Josh. I'm going to be the host of the podcast. I'll tend to have, you know, guests on here every once in a while, which would be pretty cool. Little bit of a brief history on myself. I have been in the decoy slash hunting world for 15 plus years. I started making decoys 15 years ago with a gentleman by the name of Captain Harry Jobes. Started out in middle school. A friend of mine worked for him at the time and was like, "Hey, you know, your dad said something when he was over the house that you were looking for a job to make money." And I said, "Yeah." So he said, "Stop by Captain Harry's house one day so we can talk to you and you know, get you started." At that age, I was one of those kids that, you know, wanted money to start buying stuff. But in return, it was pretty cool because I gained a bunch of knowledge on the art of decoy making and tips and tricks and everything like that, which this podcast is basically going to be mostly about. Tips, tricks on making decoys, hunting tips, maybe even like what's going on in the shop, what's going on in the blind when it comes hunting season, which would be pretty cool. And then we do interviews every once in a while. We'll have, you know, hunters that I know personally who've been hunting for quite a while, carvers that are really good friends of mine who've been carving for a while, even new carvers. I wouldn't even mind getting a couple people on here who've only been, you know, started carving, you know, within the last couple years. A little bit more about myself, like my background. I do work full-time, so I'm going to try to get these podcasts out on a routine basis, which is going to be a little bit of a, you know, somewhat of a tough part for me, but I'm always up to challenges. I am one of the board of directors for the Howard Grace Decoy Museum. I am a volunteer instructor for the Howard Grace Decoy Museum. I also am the youth director for the Susquehanna Flats Chapter Delta Waterfowl and Howard Grace. So you can see a lot of my background revolves around something that I love dearly, which is decoys or duck hunting. I am one of those carvers that encourages new growth in this art because of the fact that it is a dying art form, and I want kids to nowadays to, you know, don't be scared to try something new. It's a little hard nowadays since kids are always wanting to be on the, you know, electronics and TV and video games and stuff like that. And that was one thing I enjoyed when I was growing up, was I actually didn't have any of that stuff growing up. I was raised to basically when the street lights came on at nighttime, you had to be home. And I was basically one of those kids that, you know, my dad or mom was like, "Well, why don't you go outside and play?" So I did. I've always had a love for art ever since I was younger. And so it kind of semi came naturally to me, especially when it came to the painting portion. But when it came to actually making stuff, I needed a little help. So that was a good thing that I worked for Captain Harry for so many years. I worked for him for about 5 years before going on my own and starting what's now known as Planchette Decoys. A little bit about that, my company with Planchette Decoys. It's more of a hobby than it is a business, but if you look at it from the outside looking in, you could definitely tell it almost looks like, feels like a business, even though it's basically semi of a business of one. what I mean by that is I am the only person in my shop. Periodically, My wonderful wife will come down and help me if she knows I'm in a bind. Not really a bind, but if I am either, you know, starting to drag because I've been working long days and been in the shop for quite a while, she'll come out and help. Or even if the family's around, like my little nieces and nephews, and I know I have a bunch of, you know, ducks to sand, I will give them, you know, masks for the dust and hand them a piece of sandpaper and say, have at it. So every once in a while, it's very rarely that it turns into a family ordeal, which is fine by me. So right now, I am on my way home from my full-time job. Figured, what the heck, let me start this up now. So excuse if there's any sirens or, you know, horns blowing or, you know, what sounds like rattling. Well, now you know, because I'm on my way home. So we'll start a new segment called Shop Talk. Will be one of the things that we do. Another one will be like product review on some of the pieces, or some of the pieces, yeah, basically some of the pieces of equipment that I use throughout the shop. Another one will be inventory, kind of. I'll come up with another name for it, but or like new product, you know, something like that. We'll figure it out. Right now in the shop, I have, so a little background story first. So my wife is a school teacher, and she's a kindergarten teacher. And what's really cool is last year, actually kind of how we met, was all over me making little penguins. I say little, but these penguins are about a little bit taller than a Coca-Cola can. And I made 20 of them for her class last year. Just to see the excitement on the kids' faces to see, you know, see something handcrafted in front of them was awesome. So this year, I did it again. So it'll be 2 years running. Except this year I changed up the pattern completely and did something a little bit smaller, something that they could hold in their hand, but it still looked awesome and cool when it was done. So this year I have another 20 penguins, except I'm going to call them little, I haven't really named a pattern yet, but I've been throwing around this name in my head constantly, and I'm going to call them, what did I come up with? Slip slide penguins, because they look like they're sliding on their stomach, which I think is pretty cool. So I have 20 of those that I am in the process of painting right now. They just got the first coat of primer a couple days ago, so letting them dry fully. And then I'm going to probably, of course, I'm going to sand them. May put a second primer on there. Don't know yet. May just stick with one coat of primer and then going through everything. I have a couple of dead mounts that I am working on right now. They have basically they'll be working on a I'll have to make backer boards for them, so to speak, but it'll make them look old, and then either a pair or one drake or one hen will be hanging from its foot up on the board, which this will be the first year for them. Something new this year, I went, for those of you who have seen my products before, either at shows or, you know, through our Facebook page or Instagram account, we used to go with our quarter size, which is our smaller size. A lot of people normally call them minis. I did square style. So the body style was more of a squarish style looking bodies. This year we did something completely different. And went with a upper bay round body style. We actually bought these bodies to try them out from Jimmy and Charlie Pierce over at Pierce Decoys. And I, as soon as I finished, you know, the first one that he gave me to try to see how it would look, I could tell right off the bat that it made those minis look 10 times better. So, needs to say, days later, I contacted Charlie Pierce and was like, hey, how about, I want to get 120 of them from you. And sure enough, well, I wanted to get 100 of them from him. So, he told me when they were going to be done, and I met up down at his shop for him, and the rest is history. I am going to take that pattern now and try to change it to my own pattern, which is basically how our patterns start. They either at one point were somebody's pattern, or you take multiple parts from different people's patterns and you put them together to try to make them your own. So I might make something with these to make them my own, which I think will be really cool in the end. Another thing. So that's it as far as new inventory. Don't really have any new products, reviews or anything like that. We just did get a old, something I've been looking for quite a while, which will help with production. We got a 14-inch old Delta bandsaw that I have to get a riser block for, to go from a 93.5-inch blade to a 105-inch blade. Reason for the deeper throat and cutting width is, now I can do bigger blocks on this bandsaw instead of having to borrow somebody's bandsaw, or for a while there I would actually also use a chainsaw to block or cut some of these pieces to cutting lengths that I could get through my original little 9-inch Ryobi bandsaw. So can't wait for that to happen, so that way we can get that up and running and get that to where it needs to be. So hunting wise, if we decide to go hunting this year, just because of family things, I will be a first time father. I have a little baby boy on the way. And he, of course, he's coming right around hunting season. So may not go hunting this year. Might, as long as the missus lets me, but we'll see. Little baby's more important. If we do go to the blind, I will tend to try to do a podcast from there, so you can kind of get a field shot, so to speak, from there. And I will tend to have at the blind a couple guys there that have been hunting for either quite as long as I have or longer than I have. And we can either, you know, tell stories, hunting tips, so on and so forth. So yeah, that's basically what this podcast is going to be about. I will try to make posts on our Instagram and our Facebook when the podcast is up. So that way, you guys can head over and listen. If there's any suggestions that you have for us when it comes time to coming up with new things or anything like that, or you have any questions, feel free to let us know in the comments of whichever post you see, whether it be Facebook or Instagram. We also have a YouTube account, so we'll slowly start posting some of these podcasts over to the YouTube account, and then we will start getting more and more videos out over there as well. So, with that being said, I want to thank you guys for listening for the very first time. Be sure to hit the subscribe button or the listen button, so that way you know when we get updates on our podcast. Also, be sure to head over to our other social media sites, like I said, our Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Be sure to hit the like, subscribe, and follow buttons, so that way you can follow us and see what we're up to or what's going on in the shop and new items. If you're trying to find those, just type into the search engine Blanchette Decoys. That's Blanchette Decoys. All right, and you will find us. All right, have a good one, guys. Woo!